Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Somatic Workbook for Nervous System Regulation and Anxiety Management by Caitlin Harkus, is a practical self-help workbook focused on body-based approaches to anxiety, stress, and emotional regulation. Its subtitle, 85 Four Body-Based Practices for Deepening Awareness, signals a practice-centered format rather than a purely explanatory psychology text. The book belongs to the growing field of somatic self-regulation, where anxiety is understood not only as a pattern of thoughts, but also as a lived bodily state involving breath, muscle tension, sensation, posture, and autonomic activation. Because public information about this specific title is limited, the most reliable reading of its purpose comes from its title and stated focus. It appears designed for readers who want structured exercises that help them observe nervous system patterns, interrupt escalating stress responses, and build greater tolerance for internal sensations. Its emphasis is practical, reflective, and experiential, making it closer to a guided workbook than a conventional anxiety theory manual. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, anxiety is framed as a nervous system pattern, not only a thought problem. A central theme of the workbook is the treatment of anxiety through nervous system regulation. This framing matters because many anxiety resources focus primarily on cognition, such as identifying worries, challenging beliefs, or changing interpretations. A somatic approach does not reject those methods, but it begins from the premise that anxiety is also expressed through the body. Rapid breathing, tightness, restlessness, numbness, stomach discomfort, and scanning for danger can all be understood as signs of physiological mobilization or protection. By focusing on regulation, the workbook likely invites readers to pay attention to how anxiety is organized in sensation before trying to reason it away. This is useful because a highly activated nervous system may not respond well to abstract reassurance. Body-based regulation practices aim to shift the state from which thoughts arise, making reflection more accessible. The title indicates that the book is concerned with practical management rather than diagnosis or clinical theory alone. Its contribution is to locate anxiety in the interaction between body awareness, autonomic arousal, and learned responses to stress. Secondly, the workbook format emphasizes repetition, tracking, and experiential learning. The term workbook is important because it suggests that the book is organized around practice, reflection, and gradual skill building. In somatic regulation, one-time insight is usually less important than repeated contact with bodily cues and repeated use of stabilizing practices. A workbook structure can help readers move from passive reading to active observation, which is especially relevant for anxiety management. Anxiety often becomes habitual because the body learns to anticipate threat and repeat protective responses. Exercises, prompts, and structured practices can make those patterns more visible. The stated presence of more than 85 body-based practices also implies variety, allowing readers to experiment rather than rely on a single technique. This matters because not every regulation practice works for every nervous system or every situation. Some people benefit from grounding, others from movement, stillness, breath pacing, or sensory orientation. A practice heavy format can support personalization by helping readers notice what settles, agitates, or clarifies their state. The value of this design lies in making regulation observable through use, not merely understandable as an idea. Thirdly, deepening awareness begins with noticing sensation before interpreting it. The subtitle highlights deepening awareness, which points to a key somatic skill learning to notice internal and external experience with greater precision. For anxiety, this is not a decorative feature, but a practical mechanism. Many anxious responses intensify because sensations are either ignored until they become overwhelming or interpreted immediately as evidence of danger. Somatic awareness creates a small gap between sensation and reaction. A reader might learn to distinguish tightness from panic, activation from emergency, or discomfort from actual threat. This does not mean dismissing symptoms. It means relating to them with more information. Body awareness can include tracking breath, posture, contact with the ground, muscular bracing, temperature, heartbeat, and the felt difference between tension and release. The reasoning behind this approach is that regulation requires feedback. Without noticing what the body is doing, it is difficult to choose an appropriate response. The book stands within a practical tradition that treats awareness as a trainable capacity. Its focus is not simply to calm the body, but to help readers understand the signals that precede escalation. Fourthly, body-based practices offer multiple routes into regulation. The promise of more than 85 practices suggests that the workbook approaches regulation through a range of somatic entry points. Body-based practices may include grounding, orienting to the environment, breath awareness, gentle movement, touch-based cues, posture shifts, relaxation, or sensory exercises. The precise contents should not be assumed beyond the title, but the category itself is meaningful. Different practices influence anxiety through different pathways. Grounding can redirect attention toward present moment contact. Movement can discharge restless activation. Breath practices may affect arousal and pacing. Sensory orientation can help the body update its sense of safety in the current environment. Awareness exercises can reduce automatic avoidance of internal sensations. The practical advantage of a broad toolset is flexibility. Anxiety is not a single uniform state. It can appear as panic-like activation, freeze-like shutdown, chronic tension, or diffuse unease. A varied workbook can help readers match practices to state rather than forcing one solution onto every experience. This theme reflects the applied nature of the book regulation is presented as something practiced through the body, not only discussed intellectually. Lastly, the book is best understood as a supportive tool, not a substitute for care. A responsible reading of the workbook requires recognizing the limits of self-guided somatic practice. Anxiety can range from ordinary stress responses to severe disabling conditions that require professional assessment and treatment. Body-based practices can be useful for building awareness and reducing activation, but they do not replace medical care, psychotherapy, crisis support, or trauma-informed clinical guidance when those are needed. This limitation is especially important because somatic work can sometimes bring attention to sensations or memories that feel intense. A workbook format gives readers autonomy, but autonomy also requires pacing and discernment. The title suggests practical anxiety management, not a claim to cure anxiety or resolve every underlying cause. Its likely strength is accessibility. It can help readers develop everyday regulation skills and a more detailed relationship with bodily experience. Its boundary is that complex trauma, panic disorder, obsessive symptoms, major depression, substance use concerns, or medical symptoms may need additional support. Seen this way, the book fits best as a companion resource that can complement therapy, mindfulness, yoga-based work, or other mental health practices. In conclusion, the Somatic Workbook for Nervous System Regulation and Anxiety Management is most suitable for readers who want a structured, body-centered way to work with anxiety, rather than another book focused mainly on thinking patterns. It may be especially helpful for people who notice that stress shows up physically through tension, shallow breathing, restlessness, shutdown, or difficulty feeling settled. The practical benefit is the opportunity to build a personal repertoire of regulation strategies through repeated exercises and reflective awareness. Intellectually, the book encourages readers to understand anxiety as an embodied process shaped by sensation, arousal, attention, and protective responses. Compared with many anxiety books, its distinguishing feature is the scale and emphasis of its practice base. More than 85 body-based exercises aimed at deepening awareness and supporting nervous system regulation. That makes it stand out as a hands-on workbook rather than a general explanation of anxiety or a purely cognitive self-help guide. Readers should approach it as a supportive resource, not as a replacement for professional care when symptoms are severe or complex. Its realistic value lies in helping readers observe their bodies more clearly, experiment with regulation tools, and develop steadier responses to everyday anxiety. If you would like to support Caitlin Harkus, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.